It's a little chaotic in here. There's lumber all over the floor of what's soon going to be the new smoke room for Sitka Salmon Shares, but director Jason Croft has a vision for the space.
And it'll be cleaned up and there won't be lumber laying all around. So this will contain our smoke operation right here. It's essentially, this is where the brining will take place. Right now we're tinkering with a few different recipes. And then for fun, we throw in things like a bourbon glaze or a salmon berry glaze. Just a simple cooked down salmon berry with a little sugar added to it, and it's delicious.
Smoking is a relatively new addition for a business that's doing so many things. Sitka Salmon Shares, an idea born in a Midwestern professor's classroom, is in part a community-supported fishery that packages and sends salmon to customers in the Midwest, but they also do custom and commercial processing. Each year, the business has grown, and the purchase of Big Blue was necessary to keep up with the expansion.
But we do continue to build the business. Every year we've had anywhere between a 20 and a 40% growth in our sales. So we have not seen a spike in income from owning this place. What we've seen, if anything, is a reduction in income, but an increase in revenue. So our expenses have gone up.
Since purchasing the building last March, they've made several additions to the facility, most notably the freezer with dual compressors, the Mercedes of blast freezers, as Croft calls it. Their last freezer wasn't holding up to the quantities of fish they were bringing in.
It wasn't a poor freezer, it just couldn't keep up with the demands that we were putting on it. So there were a few times last year when we were pushing it beyond its limits, putting too much fish in, and our freezer now, you know, we can put 5, 6, 7,000 pounds in there pretty easily. It can handle everything we've thrown at it so far, but it's early in the season. When we get into really high volume cohos and we switch to commercial production mode, which is the other end of our business, that's when we'll see the real test of that freezer.
Right now, they're mostly taking in king salmon, and most of those are smaller than usual.
It'd be hard-pressed to identify an average weight, but probably in the 12 to 15-pound range. Although, we've seen just yesterday a 45-pound, which would have won the Derby, I think.
The whole building hums from the sound of the engines that keep the freezer running. And the closer you get to the freezer, the more that hum begins to resemble a roar. Croft says someone lives in an apartment upstairs, and I'm curious if the sound bugs him, but I don't get the chance to ask. If you can get past the initial noise, there are more delicate sounds to be heard. They make their own flaked ice on site.
It's a reflective place to be, the sound of ice tinkling down from the ceiling.
Now they're working on the smoke room, building up the custom processing program, and maybe next on the docket, a small retail space to sell an assortment of their products locally. But don't expect the front of Sitka Salmon Shares to resemble C-Mart anytime soon.
So I think if we do the retail program this year, I think that's a big if, it will be modest. We know that. It'll be probably just a small chest freezer to sell products out of in year one. And that's okay. The product's still wonderful. It just maybe the first year we won't have a beautiful display for it quite yet.
The transition into the new facility wasn't completely smooth.
None of the staff from last year is with us anymore. We had a full turnover from last year to this year.
According to Croft, processing plants tend to have a high turnover as workers seek jobs on boats. To add to that challenge, it's not exactly the most ideal location for a seafood plant.
I always find it kind of silly that we're up here on a hill and we're a seafood processor. We're the only ones, as far as I know. It makes the job a little tricky because we do always have to get in a truck and drive down to where the fish are when they're being offloaded.
But there's one thing about their location that's very convenient, especially for getting the word out about their products.
Given where we are in town, having the Baranoff Island Brewing Company right across the street, and when the weather's fine, there's 30 people sitting outside looking across the street wondering what's going on over here. we'd love to be able to reach out to those people when they look across the street and see Sitka Salmon Shares. We want them to smell smoked salmon.
Sitka Salmon Shares doesn't have a timeline for when the retail facility will be available to Sitkins, but maybe soon, when you grab a beer at Baranoff Brewery, you'll be able to smell the salmon too. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.